The England football team have been banned from wearing their poppy, which they want to wear at this Saturday's friendly against Spain. FIFA won't allow them to do it. The English FA are fighting it. Bishop Stephen Lowe agrees with FIFA.
It worries me that we're in danger of devaluing things like the two-minute silence, which has been very important to me over the whole of my lifetime.
Should the England players wear a poppy no matter what FIFA is saying? Should they walk out with a poppy and take the consequences? Is it that important?
Well, you know, Stephen, that I think that it actually is part of international rules that you don't wear symbols of any kind on international
George, what do you think they should do?
Well, I think they should, you know, I mean... Yeah, I think Great Britain as a whole, and England in particular, led the way in both wars and saved the world from fascism.
So that and saved sure the world from Hitler, you know. And I mean, certain part of the blame as well.
And I don't think I think it's endemic on FIFA to now say, you know, that's the thanks they're giving them.
So you think that if someone in Northern Ireland, well, presumably you do, Scotland, Wales, when they're playing a football game, if they wanted to wear a poppy, they're banned?
Well, I mean, I certainly think if FIFA have got these rules, which they have set up very properly, there is no reason then that somebody will say, oh, well, we want to put on our football jerseys some symbol to do with, if you like, the rule of... Communism.
I made this point to you last night. I made this point to you last night, Stephen Lowe, that if you walked into the BBC, as you did last night, you were sitting in a radio studio with me in Salford last night, and you had a dog collar on and you had a poppy on, and the BBC allows you to have the freedom to wear whatever you want as your uniform, to wear, in other words, whatever you want in your place of work.
The footballer's uniform is his actual kit. That's what he has to wear to play football. What I actually wear is my uniform for, to mark me as a priest. It isn't a symbol as such. If the BBC required me not to wear my uniform when I was working, then so be it.
Really? So be it. If someone asked you to take your dog collar off and said, sorry, that will be offensive to some people, you would do it. You would take it off.
Well, because the BBC would never do that, because we live in a free society.
So why can't the footballers live in a
free... for that free society?
Well, precisely. So why can the England football team not live...
This is a way in which we are asking and saying, oh, because we've got the poppy, which is actually part of, you know, a symbol that came up through empire and now through the Commonwealth, we believe that we should be able to impose this and break all the international rules of FIFA, have it on display.
But Stephen, you're contradicting yourself this morning because you're talking...
shirts, and then immediately FIFA would have to bow to requests from other organisations, from other international bodies, to put on...
But you talk about...
Which are important
you
to
talk,
them.
Stephen
you
Lowe...
Really want that.
You talk, Stephen Lowe, about the free society. Why should it not be a free society... no matter what the international border is, no matter what the international implications are? Why can't we have a free society where
have a free society and people want to turn up to the game...
Frank Lampard can't. Frank Lampard's in the national press this morning saying that he wants to remember people that have died for us this Sunday coming. He wants to show his gratitude to them when he's playing a football game on Saturday, and he cannot do so.
Well,
he's banned from doing so.
Plenty of opportunities to remember those who died.
Not at his place of work on Saturday, he doesn't.
Sunday were the two national occasions.
But he wants to send a signal around the world, and he can't do it.
International rules in relation to football seems to me to open the door to other countries doing things which we would find difficult and unacceptable too.
Morning, Fred.
Morning, Stephen. I'm against anybody who turns around and says, oh, it's a political symbol. It is not. Because in the song, Willie McBride, I think it's the third verse, the opening lines are, the sun now shines over the green fields of France in the warm summer's breeze.
Okay.
Watch his red
Fred, thank
dance.
You very much. Michael next. Morning, Michael.
Hello.
Go ahead, Michael.
The question that has to be asked, why is the English FA only requesting FIFA now to do it? Because the remembrance of World Wars have been going on for years.